新年快乐。
My New Year day didn't start off too good this morning. I don't know if today's New Year, or is it yesterday? Yesterday. Well, my second New Year day didn't start off too good.
我这个新这个中国年的第二天，不是开始的很好。
I wanted to make breakfast for my children this morning.
我原来想为我的孩子做早餐。
So I went downstairs earlier.
所以我就早一点下楼。
And Bethany saw that I was going downstairs.
Bethany 看见我下楼。
So she said, "Can you make something special?"
她就问我你可不可以做一点特别的。
I said, "Sure." She said, "Yeah, can you make waffles for us?"
我说当然。她就说你可不可以做一点 waffles?
So I made waffles and eggs and. Just, you know, try to make a nice breakfast for the New Year's morning. I thought today was New Year's.
所以我就做了 waffles, 还有做了一些蛋。我以为今天是中国年。
And I like to eat breakfast when it's hot, right?
我喜欢早餐我一向喜欢趁热吃。
Or anything I like to eat when it's hot.
其实什么东西我都喜欢趁热吃。
So, I started calling, "Hey, breakfast is almost done."
所以我就开始喊孩子们下来吃早餐。
And we had Christian music playing, like some worship music playing.
我们也放了一些基督教的音乐，
敬
拜的音乐。
And I said, "Okay, hurry up, breakfast is almost done."
所以我就催他们赶快来吃早餐。
And no one's coming down.
可是没有人下来吃早餐。
And then I finished everything.
然后我就把所有什么东西都吃光了。
No. I finished. Okay. No. I wanted to do that, but I didn't. I finished making everything. But I would eat everything too.
所以我把所有的早餐所有的东西都准备好了。
Even for my wife, I wanted her plate to be hot, so that you know it's not a cold plate. So I microwaved her plate to make it hot.
甚至我为我的太太，我把她的那个碟子盘子弄热了，让她有一个热腾腾的早餐可以吃。
But no one was coming down.
可是还是没有人下来。
Then I started to say, "Breakfast is ready."
然后我就开始。带点怒气地说，早餐已经做好了。
And my attitude changed.
我的态度改变了。
And I started to get more and more frustrated.
我就越来越生气。
Because
越来越觉得有一点挫败。
Because my perfect breakfast is starting to get cold.
因为我原本做了一个很好的上好的早餐，结果它已经。冷了。
And then everyone came down except for my son.
除了我的儿子以外，没有人下楼来吃早餐。
And my rule of the house is we don't eat unless everyone sits together.
我们家里有一个规定，就是除非大家都在一起坐下来，我们没有一个人可以开始先吃。
And I already put syrup on my. Okay, yeah. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Yes, I'm done.
And I already put syrup on my waffles. I was ready to eat.
我就放那个
syrup.
Syrup 在我的 waffle 上。
黏黏的酱。
黏黏的甜酱。我就开始吃早餐了。
没有，还没有开始吃。
还没有开始吃。
Because my son's not coming down.
我的儿子下来。
No, he won't come down.
他不要下楼。
So then I was mad.
所以我就生气了。
I made breakfast for everyone.
我为你们每一个人都做好了早餐。
And so we started to be late. You know, we're trying to eat and we're now getting late.
所以我们吃早餐的时候已经晚了，比预定的时间晚。
And for anyone who ever had children would know, with three children trying to get them to church now.
如果你有孩子，你就知道，如果有三个孩子，你想。把他们准备好，让他们到教会来。
And if you know me, I like to be early, or at least on time.
你知道我喜欢早一点到教堂去。
So, people are looking for shoes, forgot jacket, want to bring a scooter. I'm just like,
所以每一个人都忙着准备好找鞋子、找衣服等等。我在旁边有一点 很生气。
So needless to say, it was a hard morning for me.
所以对我来说，今天这个早上，过得其实很难过。
And I felt that I was not getting in tune with God. I wasn't getting connected with God this morning.
我觉得，我的心并没有准备好，心并没有跟神，连接在一起。
And so my personal request to you this morning.
所以我对你们今天早上，我对你们有一个，私人的，要求。
Is would you pray for your pastor, please?
请你为你们的长老，或牧者祷告。
Also pray for Pastor James too.
也为范长老祷告。
We try to do our best. We really do try to do our very best.
我们一直在尽力而为。
But life is not so easy sometimes.
但是生活上总是难免有些波折。
And I only have 3 kids. They have 5.
我只有三个孩子。范长老却有五个。
So a sister reminded me about a year ago.
所以有一位姐妹大概在一年前这么提醒我。
She says you need to have people at the church always praying for you.
你需要教会里头一群人经常为你祷告。
And so I do ask if you have that burden, would you pray for the 2 shepherd families of the church?
所以我要求你们，如果你有这样的负担，请你为你们的牧者祷告。
It also made me think of a man who was a very successful executive.
这也让我想到有一个人，他在事业上非常成功。
He made a lot of money. He worked very hard.
他赚了很多钱，他很努力工作。
And one time he said, you know, boy, my children don't seem to love me.
可是有一次他这么说，我的孩子好像不爱我。
They go to really good colleges.
他们上很好的大学。
They drive nice cars.
他们开好车。
They have had everything provided for them.
他们所需要的，家里都供应的非常丰富。
I've given them everything.
他们所要的，我都给了他们。
I've worked so hard for them.
我之所以这么努力的工作，完全是为了他们。
But they don't even want to talk to me anymore.
但是他们不再想跟我说话、谈话等等。
And I said, where did you learn to do that?
Do what?
Work so hard and provide money for them.
我就问他说，你是怎么样？为什么你会这么努力的工作呢？
He said, everyone around me does that.
他说我是跟周围所有的人学的，他们都很努力在工作。
These people have devoted their lives to their jobs.
这些人把他们所有的时间精力都放在工作上。
They followed each other's advice.
他们听从对方的彼此。的劝告。
Their entire family, from their wife to their children, drive nice cars.
他们听从所有人的建议劝告，以至于他们自己的太太跟孩子都开好车。
They live in nice houses.
他们住好房子。
And yet he says, no one talks to me anymore.
可是他说，没有人家人跟我。
He asked me, what did I do wrong?
所以他就问我，我到底做错了什么？
Because everything I was doing, I thought I was doing it for them.
因为我做的每一件事，我认为我都是为他们而做的。
But it's not a good result.
但是我得到的结果却不理想。
You know, isn't that true?
你们不觉得就是这样子吗？
The same thing can happen in every one of our lives.
同样的情况可能发生在我们之中每一个人的身上。
And the last thing that we would want is to follow some advice and look back and realize that we followed the wrong advice.
我们最不希望发生的一个情况就是我们听从周围的人的建议，我们以为那是正确的建议，可是当我们回过头来看，我们发现他们的建议其实是错的。
Whether we are parents, like the person who shared that with me,
不管我们的身份是什么，当父母的
or it could be as a student,
或者当学生的
or whether it's in the workplace,
或者在一个职场
or how you're raising your family,
或者关于怎么样养育孩子。
Do we ever stop and think about what is controlling or influencing our life?
我们有没有停过停下来想一想到底是什么在掌管在控制我们的生活。
You know, I've worked with young people now for nearly 20 years.
到现在为止我在教会里头跟年轻人在一起服侍他们已经将近
I've shepherded them and in a lot of cases their family.
我牧养他们在很多也有很多的情况下我甚至牧养他们的家庭。
And you know what the most often asked question is?
你知道一个最常被问到的问题是什么吗？
How do I help my family?
我怎么样才能帮助我的家人？
And you know what the second question is usually after that?
那么接下来的问题你知道是什么吗？
Am I doing it right?
我这么做对不对？
And you know what? That's the best question and the best attitude.
你知道吗？这样的问题，这样的态度是最好的。
Why?
为什么？
Because it shows humility.
因为这样的问题，这样的态度，显出你的谦卑。
And you know what? I think God's word has something to say about that for us today.
关于这一点，我相信今天神要通过他的话，来教导我们。
Would you turn your Bibles open to Ephesians chapter 5?
请翻开你的圣经，翻到以弗所书。
And today's chunk of scripture is actually very long. This is actually the right way to break apart this whole section, but it's a long section.
今天我们所要研读的经文其实这一段相当长。
It goes from chapter 15 all the way through chapter 6 verse 9. Really, that's the whole, there's actually one thought linking that all together, and the error would be to break that all apart.
今天的经文是在以弗所书第五章十五节一直到第六章第九节，但是我们可以把它分成几个段落。
No. 如果分成几个段落的话，是一个错的方式。
如果
Yeah, I just said it. So
如果分成几个段落是错的，因为这段经文虽然长，但是它是连贯一气的。
There's one theme that we're gonna kind of lock in on today for that.
从头到尾这段经文有一个主题。
So let's pray.
我们先做一个祷告。
So Father, I pray first, a prayer of thanksgiving that you've brought us together as a spiritual family.
亲爱的天父，我要先感谢你，你把我们召聚在一起，这样一个给我们这样一个属灵的家庭。
I pray for me.
我也为自己祷告。
Lord, that you would quiet my heart.
求主安静我的心。
Help me to be tuned in to you, Lord.
帮助我跟你有连接。
And I pray for my dear brothers and sisters here.
我也为我的亲爱的弟兄姐妹们祷告。
Oh Lord, that you would give them a heart of humility before you.
给他们一颗谦卑受教的心。
We want to come before you with that right attitude.
我们要用正确的态度来到你的面前。
So that when you speak, we would be able to listen.
以至于当你对我们说话的时候，我们能够倾听。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
我们将祷告是奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
If you look at chapter 5 verse 15,
如果你看第五章第十五节，
Paul says, "Look carefully at how you walk."
你们要谨慎行事。
And really, that's a call to say, you know what? Look very carefully on how you live your life.
其实保罗在这儿是呼吁他的弟兄姐妹们要小心的生活在这世上。
And if you remember in the last few weeks, I had preached a message about being dead or alive.
你们也许记得在过去几个礼拜我给了一篇正道，谈的是活的或死的基督徒。
That there are only
是活的或是死的。
Right. So there's only two categories of people here.
所以人只能分成两大类。
You are either spiritually dead or you are spiritually alive.
在属灵上，要不你就是死的，要不你就是活的。
Okay, do you remember that?
记得吗？
And I wanted to challenge you at that time.
我现在要向你们
at that time.
哦，在那个时候，我向你们提出一个挑战。
That if you are spiritually alive, then live out your new life.
如果你认为自己在属灵上是活的，那么你要在生活上把这样的情况活出来。
And then the week after that, Pastor James preached a very encouraging message.
然后一个礼拜以后，范长老用一篇用他的信息来激励鼓励我们。
That if you are spiritually alive, you will experience hardships and difficulties in your life.
就是如果你在属灵上你是活的，那么你在现实生活上肯定会经历一些困难跟挑战。
But that God will keep you and protect you.
但是神会保守看顾你。
All the way to the end.
一直到最后。
And what was the picture that he gave us to show that?
那么那个时候他给我们一幅怎么样的图像呢？图画呢？
What was that picture?
那是一幅怎么样的图画呢？
It was a father penguin.
就是父亲企鹅。
That was sheltering his offspring in the most harshest of times.
这个当父亲的企鹅在极端恶劣的天气中，他会为他的孩子遮风挡雨。
Today, I wanted to show you that if you are alive,
那么今天我所要跟各位分享的是，如果在属灵上你是活的，
then you ought to be filled with the Holy Spirit.
那么你就必须让你自己被圣灵充满。
And we're going to look at what Paul's idea is, how that life that is filled by the Spirit, what it looks like in practicality.
我们今天要看的就是从保罗的观点来看，一个被圣灵充满的生命是怎么样的一个生命。
So with your Bibles open,
所以请你翻开你的圣经。
Yeah. We're going to jump right into the first point this morning.
我们就马上要进入今天早上的信息的第一点。
The first point is that if you are a genuine Christian,
我要跟各位分享的第一点是，如果你是一个真正的基督徒，
then you need to let your life to be controlled by the Spirit of God.
那么你就应该让你的生命被圣灵掌管。
Really, that is the simplest meaning of a Spirit-filled Christian life.
一个被圣灵充满的基督徒的生活其实这个很简单的定义这是一个很最简单的定义，就是被圣灵掌管的生活。
The scripture is very clear that those who are saved,
圣经上很清楚地告诉我们，那些得救的
have the Holy Spirit indwelling in them,
圣灵住在他们里面。
Yet, to be filled by the Spirit,
但是如果要让圣灵充满,
means simply to be controlled by the Spirit.
那么这个意思很简单, 就是要让圣灵来掌管。
You see, the city of Ephesus was actually a very religious city.
我们知道以弗所这个城市其实是一个宗教气氛很浓厚的城市。
They had a temple dedicated to Artemis, who is the daughter of Zeus.
他们有一个庙宇，那个庙宇是敬拜
Artemis.
Artemis. Artemis 就是希腊神话里头那个天神Zeus 的女儿。
They had all types of worship and celebrations to their gods and goddesses.
他们用各式各样的方法敬拜他们的神或者是女神。
And one of the ways that they believed that they needed to get into was a state where they can be controlled by their god.
他们相信他们应该努力去进入一个状态就是完全被他们的神所掌管的状态。
But you know what they would do to get into that state to be controlled by their God?
那么他们要进入，能够进入这么一个状态，你知道他们怎么做吗？
Do you know?
你知道吗？
Glu, 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 glu.
他们靠着喝酒。
They would drink alcohol until they are completely drunk.
他们会一直喝酒，喝到他们完全醉了。
And they would get into the state to be controlled by their gods.
然后他们就进入这么一个被他们的神所控制的状态。
And that's the background to which Paul was writing to them.
这是我们今天所研读的这段经文的背景。
And Paul said, "No, no, no. That's not what we do."
保罗说不对这不是我们基督徒该行的。
That's what you used to do.
你们信徒从前是这么做。
But that's not what we do.
但是现在我们不可以这么做。
And so Paul in verse 18,
所以保罗在第十八节
says, do not get drunk with wine.
这么说不要醉酒。
And the verb in this particular tense, it means don't ever allow it into your lifestyle.
那么这个原文的意思就是在任何时候任何地方都不要让这样的情况发生。
And it's in a command form.
而且这个文字上是一个命令句。
So there is no option to allow this into your life.
所以这样一个醉酒的情况是绝对不容许在我们基督徒的生活中发生的。
So let me be clear that in the New Testament,
让我跟各位说清楚，在新约里头
，It actually does not condemn the drinking of wine or alcohol.
新约并没有谴责喝酒。
Mm-hmm.But it is very clear on this.
但是这一点上，新约是非常清楚的说。
Don't ever allow drunkenness into your life.
绝对不可以醉酒。
Paul knew that drunkenness was a part of their old way of life.
保罗知道醉酒是这些信徒们他们从前在信耶稣以前的生活方式。
Along with many other things.
他们从前还有其他的很多生活上的所做的。
All the things that they've learned from the world around them.
所有的他们从周围的世界上所学习到的。
But that's why Paul said in chapter 4,
但是保罗在第四章这么说。
If you are truly alive because of Christ,
如果你是在基督里，你是真正的在基督里活着。
Then don't walk in the way that the Gentiles do.
那么你的行事为人就不要跟外邦人一样。
In other words,
换句话说
，because you are alive in Christ,
因为你在基督里是活着的。
You can't go back there anymore.
你绝对不可以回头走从前的路。
You can't live the way you used to live.
你从前你的生活方式，你不可以再同样的同样的做。
So he says, don't get drunk with wine.
所以保罗说不要醉酒。
But second, he says, be what? Be filled with the Spirit.
他接着说乃要被圣灵充满。
Do you see what Paul is doing here?
我们看见保罗在这儿。
Those who get drunk with wine are under the influence of alcohol.
那些醉酒的人是在酒精的影响之下。
They are choosing to give up the control of their life to allow the alcohol to control them.
这些人放弃了自己掌管自己的生活，他们让酒来掌管他们，来影响他们。
So then what does it mean then to be filled with the Spirit of God?
那么被圣灵充满是什么意思呢？
To be filled with the Spirit of God means to let the Spirit of God control you in your life.
被圣灵充满的意思就是让圣灵来掌管你的生活。
To let the Holy Spirit have full influence in whatever you do.
让你自己完完全全的彻彻底底的被圣灵来掌管。
Are you willing to give up control of your life?
你愿意不愿意放弃自己来掌管自己的生活。
Are you willing to let the Spirit of God fill you and control you and influence you?
你愿意不愿意被圣灵充满，被圣灵掌管，被圣灵影响呢？
In a parallel passage that we find in Colossians chapter 3,
在哥林多在哥罗西书 在哥罗西书第三章，我们看到有一个平行的或类似的经文。
Regarding being filled with the Spirit,
那段经文讲的是被圣灵充满。
Let the word of God dwell in you richly.
让神的话丰丰富富的藏在你的心里。
So you see that there's a parallel there.
所以我们看见这两段经文他们是平行的。
That when you are filled with the Spirit, it is in a sense having God's word richly dwell in your life.
要被圣灵充满，换句话说就是让神的话丰丰富富的藏在你的心里。
So the Spirit of God will use the word of Christ to influence you.
这样子神的话才能够影响你。
But do you desire that?
但是问题是你渴慕这样的情况发生在你身上吗？
Do you desire willing to relinquish the control of your life over to God?
你渴望自己能够放弃掌管自己而让圣灵来掌管吗？
If you are a genuine Christian,
如果你是一位真正的基督徒,
then let your life be controlled by the Spirit of God.
那么就让你的生活被生命来被圣灵掌管控制影响。
So, what does it look like?
那么被圣灵充满的生活是怎么样的一个生活呢？
You know what's interesting?
你觉得有一点很有意思。
In the original language right here,
在原文里,
the main controlling verbs are, the main verbs are,
的主要动词是,
do not be drunk,
别醉酒,
and be filled with the Holy Spirit,
被圣灵充满,
and then there's five participles under that, that are like supporting or are the result of the main verb.
然后有五个participles、
mm-hmm.
有五个
It's okay, just like a supporting verbs.
Yeah, 有五个次要的部分来支持刚才所说的那两个重要的论点。
Okay, so it says, do not be drunk, be filled with the Holy Spirit.
所以主要的句子是别醉酒 然后第二是要被圣灵充满。
And then five little verbs to support what that looks like.
然后有五个次要的动词来支持这两个大的论点。
That are the results of being filled with the Spirit.
结果是被圣灵充满。
Okay. 被圣灵充满的结果。
被圣灵充满的结果是。
Uh-huh. Okay. So verse 19.
就在第十九节。
It's addressing one another or speaking to each other with psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs.
用诗章、颂词、灵歌彼此对说。
You look for the ing endings, right? So it's the second one is singing.
第二点就是唱、
mm-hmm.
口唱。
And the third one is making melody to the Lord with your heart.
第三点就是心里也唱诗赞美。
And the fourth one is in verse 20, which is what? Giving thanks.
四点就是在第二十节，凡事感谢。
And the fifth one is actually found in verse 21, which is what? Submitting to each other.
第五点就在第二十一节，就是彼此顺服。
I might have chosen other things.
当然我也可能选择跟各位分享别的事。
But Paul seemed to be content on using these things to reflect the result of a spirit-filled life.
但是保罗呢似乎是觉得这些事情刚才我们提到的这几点已经够了。
That a spirit-filled life
一个被圣灵充满的生活
is marked, I mean, the first three are very similar, is marked by singing.
我们刚才提到的第一点诗章颂词灵歌等等是很类似的谈到的就是唱。
The second one is what? Giving thanks.
第二点就是感谢。
And the third one is submitting to one another.
第三点是彼此顺服。
Isn't that neat?
这不是很工整
And that's
非常好吗
And that's our second point this morning.
那么我现在要进入我们今天早上要谈的第二点
That a spirit-filled Christian is marked by singing, giving thanks, and submitting.
一个被圣灵充满的生命，它外在的表现是唱，还有感谢。神还有彼此顺服。
I found this really interesting.
我觉得这个很有意思。
So we'll look at the first two briefly, and then we'll explain the third one a bit more.
所以我们先简单的来看看第一点跟第二点。
Christians controlled by the Spirit of God are marked by singing together.
被圣灵所掌管的基督徒的生命的表征。或者是特征就是口唱。
Now I love music.
我喜欢音乐。
And I love good music.
我喜欢好的音乐。
And I believe that the music at our church is just going to get better and better and better as we go.
我相信我们教会的音乐会越来越好。
But you know what I heard recently?
你知道我最近听到什么吗
？Someone had said, "There is no other place in the world."
某人曾经对我这么说过，在这世上没有其他的地方。
Besides the church,
除了教会以外
，where people come together every week.
人每个礼拜聚集在一起
，and they sing together.
他们一块儿唱歌。
And they sing out loud together.
而且他们一块儿大声地唱。
I never thought about that before.
这一点我从前没想过。
But isn't that true?
但是他说的很有道理。
I mean, non-Christians gather together all the time.
非基督徒他们也常常聚在一起。
For meetings.
在一起开会。
For other gatherings.
或者其他的做其他的是
But only in the church do sometimes strangers come together and we sing.
但是只有在教会里弟兄姐妹们甚至陌生人聚在一起在一起唱唱歌。
That some of you are not even good singers.
而且这其中有些人他根本唱得不好。
And I know who you are.
我知道那些唱得不好的人是谁。
But it doesn't matter, does it?
但是这个不重要没关系。
Because we know as spirit-filled Christians, we're singing to our God.
因为我们作为基督徒我们知道我们唱的对象是神。
And we're singing about our God.
我们唱的所的内容也是跟也是神。
And so I don't care if I don't sound good singing.
所以我唱的好不好我并不在乎。
I'm going to sing as loud as I can because I'm singing to my God. Amen?
我要尽我可能的大声的唱因为我唱我是对神对我的神唱的。
That's a beautiful thing.
这件事情实在是很美。
Because when you're filled with the Spirit,
因为当你被圣灵充满的时候
you cannot help but sing.
你只能够唱歌你没有你不能不唱歌。
And I know that I don't sound like John or Teresa here.
我知道我唱的没有 John 或 Teresa 那么好。
But when I'm filled with the Spirit, I will sing to my heart's delight.
但是如果我被圣灵充满那么我就要开怀的大唱为向我的神唱歌。
Because that's what you do when you're filled in the Spirit.
因为当一个人被圣灵充满的时候就会不由自主的这么做。
Christians who are filled with the Spirit also are marked by constantly giving thanks.
一个被圣灵充满的基督徒的另外一个外在的表现或特征就是常常感谢神。
You know, too often Christians forget that thanksgiving is such an important teaching in the New Testament.
基督徒常常忘了感谢是是为神所做的美好的见证之一。
The scripture always tells us to be a people of giving thanks.
圣经上一而再再而三地提醒我们要感谢。
And we forget that a lot of times, don't we?
但是我们常常忘了这一点。
So I'm not sure if it's because we're a Chinese church.
我不清楚我不能确定是不是因为这是一个中国教会中国人的教会。
But sometimes people always walk around like, oh.
一般人很多人是这么的走路。
So when we come together,
然后我们在聚在一起的时候
sometimes everyone's like, oh.
我们也是这个样子。
And you say, even of our prayer meeting, are there things to pray for?
即使是在我们的祷告会我们要为某些事情祷告。
Yeah, pray for this. Oh.
他们也用这样的态度来说出自己的
祷告的要求 oh,
pray for this. 为这个为那个祷告。
And sometimes we have forgotten that we are supposed to be a people that's always thinking about how great our God is.
我们常常忘记了我们应该是经常或持续不断的感谢。
We should be filled with thanksgiving, saying thank you to God for his many, many blessings in our life.
我们应该经常充满了感谢，感谢神，为我们成就的一切。
You know what the opposite of thanksgiving is?
你知道，感谢的反面是什么吗？
Let's see if you have this in your life. Let's see if you have this in your life.
你唱。
我们看看你你
看看你唱不唱？
没有，我们看 OK， 看看你有没有这些这习惯。
Okay. 看看你有没有这些习惯。
Complaining.
抱怨。
That's the opposite of thanksgiving.
这是感谢的反面。
Taking credit for things.
或者是做了为很多事为某些事情鞠躬。
Why is that the opposite of giving thanks?
为什么鞠躬是感谢的反面吗?
Because you forgot that God blessed you, that God is working, and you take credit with your own two hands.
那是因为你忘记了一切的都是神在背后做工，可是你把它当作自己的功劳。
What about grumbling? Some of you grumbling or you mutter under your breath.
有些人常常会低声的或在心里发牢骚。
Oh, believe it, I see people do that.
我真的看见有人是这样发牢骚。
Grumbling, muttering under your breath is not a heart of thanksgiving.
一个低声发牢骚，也不是一个感谢的表示。
But a Christian filled with the Spirit of God will be a person that is always giving thanks.
但是被圣灵充满的基督徒一定是一个常常感谢神的基督徒。
What songs of thanks are you singing to God today?
你今天用什么样的诗章颂词灵歌对神唱呢？
What are the songs of gratefulness that you're singing to one another about our God?
你我们彼此是用什么样的诗歌来唱什么样的诗歌来感谢我们的父神呢？
Even as you're sitting here today, some of you need to stop your complaining.
现在我们坐在这儿，我们当中有些人应该停止不再。
And start to replace that by counting all the many blessings of God in your life.
我们应该用用数算神的恩典来取代我们的牢骚跟抱怨。
So we could see that a spirit-filled Christian is singing, a spirit-filled Christian can't help but giving thanks.
所以我们就可以看见一个被圣灵充满的人，他一定是会唱歌来赞美主，他一定会感谢神的，经常感谢神。
You know what was interesting? Look at the third one.
那么第三点更有意思。
Right? It says that the person filled with the Holy Spirit submits to one another.
被圣灵充满的信徒会彼此顺服。
Now I find this really interesting.
我觉得这个很有意思。
What does it mean to submit to someone?
顺服某一个人是什么意思呢？
It means yielding yourself, putting your will down in order to serve them.
这个意思就是放下自己的意志而去降卑去服侍。对方。
Okay. Get that again. You're yielding yourself, you're putting your own will down in order to be under and serve that person.
你放下自我，放下自己的意志，你心甘情愿的去服侍对方。
This kind of lowliness is a willingness to serve rather than be served.
这样的一种屈尊或降尊书贵是一种心甘情愿的顺服心甘情愿的服侍对方。
And just like singing, just like giving thanks, there's a picture of joy in submitting to others.
就像口唱唱诗等等感谢等等一样，在顺服的时候表现出来的也是一种也会表现出喜乐来。
This kind of heart is only from the fruit of the Holy Spirit.
而这样一种心态只能够从被圣灵充满而来。
Brothers and sisters, if you are alive,
弟兄姐妹们，如果你是活人，是活着的，
then let your mark of your life be filled with singing, giving thanks, and submitting.
那么你的生活上的特征就应该是唱，应该是感谢，应该是彼此顺服。
And here's the last but most precious point to see in this text.
在这段经文里头有一个最后的，可是也是最重要的一点，就是
Where is the most important place where God uses spirit-filled Christians?To bless.
神使用被圣灵充满的基督徒在什么样的地方什么是最重要的被神使用 的地方呢?
Paul straight away gives an example of it.
在保罗就直接了当的进入这一点。
Where?
就是在哪儿?
Where?
在什么地方?
Do you see it? He gives a straight away example.
他直接切入这一点在什么是什么地方?
God wants spirit-filled Christians in the family.
神要被圣灵充满的基督徒在家庭里为他做见证。
It's your family.
那是你的家庭。
God loves the family.
神爱家庭。
God loves your family.
神爱你的家庭。
Even more than you do.
神爱你的家庭比你爱你的家庭。
And you know what is the best gift that God has given to the family?
你知道神所赐下的给家庭赐下的最大的恩赐是什么吗?
A spirit-filled Christian.
就是一个被圣灵充满的信徒。
That's our third point today.
所以我们现在要进入第三点，今天要谈的第三点。
That spirit-filled Christians are God's blessings to redeem the family.
被圣灵充满的基督徒是神为了拯救救赎家人所赐下的祝福。
Although not every couple are genuine Christians,
虽然不是每一对夫妇都是真正的基督徒。
Although not everyone in your entire family are genuine Christians,
虽然在一个家庭里不是每一个人都是真基督徒。
God will even use that one spirit-filled Christian to bless and redeem the family.
神可以使用就那么一个基督徒来影响全家。
And Paul goes straight away to say, Wives, I have something to say to you.
保罗直接了当的说。
Wives, 太太们。
保罗直接了当的就进入下这一点。他首先对妻子说话。
Okay. And he has a word for husbands.
他也然后他要对丈夫说话。
He even has a word for children. Oh, where are the children? Where are the children here?
然后他
Where are the children here? Raise your hand. No, no. Are you children? Yes, okay. I mean, we're all children, okay.
然后他对家中的儿女要说话。
First, a word to the husbands.
首先我要谈一谈做丈夫的。
Be filled with the Spirit.
你们必须被圣灵充满。
Give full control of your life over to God.
把你们完完全全的让圣灵来掌管。
Husbands, listen up. Tune up your ears.
做丈夫的，你们要注意听。
Let God continue to correct you and transform you.
让你们要让神持续不断的来改造你，来改变你，来。
Think of this very moment. Where in your life, husbands, have you not been yielding over to the will of God?
你们现在想一想，在你们的生命中有哪一个地方，你们并没有完全的让圣灵来掌管的。
The scripture says your role is to be the head of the family.
圣经上告诉我们，在家中，你们的角色是家庭的头。
But not the way your father was.
但是这个但是不是你要模仿你自己的父亲当年是怎么
做的。You are to love your wife the way that Christ Jesus loved the church.
你们要模仿的对象是基督，你们要爱你们的妻子，就如同基督爱教会。
This is a sacrificial love.
而这样一种爱是牺牲的爱。
But some of you interpret that as just providing for your family.
但是有些人对这个教训的理解就是只是在物质上供应家人的需要。
Providing for them financially.
在 物质上供应，经济上供应家人的需要。
That's part of it.
这只是，其实这只是丈夫的职责的一部分。
But how are you leading your wife to love God more?
你有没有带领你的妻子让她更爱主？
Are you leading your wife to trust in God more?
你有没有带领你的妻子让她更信靠主？
What I'm saying is this.
我说的是，
是这个，
是这个。
It is you who should be leading your family in prayer.
做丈夫的应该是你带领全家祷告。
It is you who should take the lead in the things of the Spirit in your family.
你应该带头被圣灵充满。
It is you who should lead them in worship, in reading God's word.
你应该带领他们读经祷告。
Your marriage may not be the place where God wants it to be.
也许你现在的婚姻的状况不是很合乎神的心意。
But it is you who should be taking the lead in knowing how to repair that marriage.
那么在这种情况下你应该带头来想法子怎么样修补你们的婚姻关系。
You are the one to lead and guide it in a way that is honoring to God.
你有这么一个在全家对全家有这么一个责任就是领导全家往神所要你走的方向去。
It is your job to lead your children to know God.
你的职责就是领导之一是领导带领你的儿女信主。
It is you who is supposed to take the lead in helping to know the mission of their life.
你的职责之一是让你的儿女明白他们的生命的使命是什么。
And I've never met a woman who ever complained about submitting under a husband.Who is filled with the Spirit like that?
我从来没有一个姐妹对我抱怨过说他们的丈夫被圣灵充满的丈夫是这样子来领导全家。
But I know that there are women.
但是我也知道有些妇女
who are driving around in a nice car.
他们开好车
and they are living in a house.
他们住在一个好房子里。
And the husband is never home.
但是他们的丈夫从来都不在家。
And have forsaken the responsibility of their leadership at home.
他们丈夫放弃了他们在家里做领导的这个职责。
And those women would say,
那么这些妇女们会说,
I would give up this car.
我宁愿放弃我的好车。
I would give up this house.
我宁可放弃我的好房子。
If you would be a spirit-filled man.
只要你变成一个被圣灵充满的男人。
And you would lead me and our children to you, to God.
带领我跟我的孩子亲近主。
And a note to the women, to the wives.
对另外对做妻子的。
In context, Ephesians chapter 5:22 tells us if you are filled with the Spirit and yielded to Christ,
第五章二十二节说你们做妻子的如果你们被圣灵充满
you will submit yourselves to your own husbands as to the Lord.
你们就会就要就得顺服自己的丈夫如同顺服主。
顺服主 as to the Lord has two things I want to point out.
关于这个顺服主我要提出两点跟
各位
分享。第一
The woman's first and ultimate allegiance is to the Lord himself.
当妻子的她的首要的也是最终的中心的对象是主。
Wives, your first allegiance is to the Lord.
为什么是这样呢？为什么你的首要的，还有也是最终的中心的对象是主呢？
Oh no, I didn't say why. I just said that's what it is. That's what it is.
就应该是这样子。
And every other relationship that you have fall under that allegiance to the Lord.
其他的你跟任何人的关系都是在这么一个大前提之下。Number
two.
第二,
the reason why you're willing to submit to your husband is because you are submitting to Jesus Christ himself.
你之愿意顺服自己的丈夫是因为你顺服主。
If your husband is a godly man,
如果你的丈夫是一个敬虔的男人,
and loving you,
爱你,
and motivating you to love God the more,
而且激励你, 更爱神,
oh, rejoice in that man.
那么, 你就应该喜乐。
God has blessed you.
神祝福大大的祝福了。
But when he is a bit foolish,
但是如果他有一点儿, 一点傻, 一点蠢,
or he leads in a way that's unbiblical,
或者他生活的方式是不合乎圣经的,
as all men, including myself, slip into from time to time,
就像所有的人, 包括我自己, 有的时候也会落入这样的一个情况。
Sometimes men are, like Auntie Sharon said, 蠢 or 笨 or foolish.
有的时候一个男人, 会有一点蠢, 一点傻, 一点笨。
And for some of it's not 有的时候, sometimes it's all the time. When your husband is leading in a way that is not in accordance with God's way,
如果你的丈夫他的行事为人跟神的道不相合的话,
submission does not mean silence.
那么在那样的情况之下, 顺服丈夫并不等于你,
but in a spirit of meekness,
而是用一个谦卑的态度,
speak the truth of God to him.
用爱心谦卑说,
remind him of the way of God.
提醒, 用神的, 道来提醒你的丈夫当这么行。
Remind him what a life filled with the Holy Spirit looks like.
提醒他一个被圣灵充满的, 生命该是怎么样的。
And you will be a blessing to your husband.
那么你就会成为你的丈夫的祝福。
And he will love you for it.
他也会因为这个,
on the other hand,
在另一方面,
if your husband is a non-believer and does not fear God,
如果你的丈夫根本不信主, 他也不敬畏神,
submitting to him does not mean that if he leads you into sin or in a way that is unpleasing to God, that you would follow him in that. You will not.
在这样的情况下, 所谓顺服自己的丈夫, 并不是任由他带领你去犯罪, 或者去, 做一些, 不合乎神心意的事。
But do you know why you can yield to your husband even if he is a non-believer?
但是你知道吗? 为什么, 即使你的丈夫, 是不信主的, 你还是可以, 顺服他吗?
Because in 1 Peter chapter 3, it says, wives, submit to your husbands.
因为, 彼得, 彼得, 彼得一书, 彼得前书, 第一章,
三章,
第三章, 这么, 教导我,
wives, submit to your husbands.
第三章, 第几节,
wives, submit to your husbands, 1 and 2.
第一节, 你们做妻子的,
because even if they are unbelieving,
因为虽然他们还不信主,
you can what? What does it say?
那么彼得怎么说呢?
You can what? You can win them.
你还是可以把他们赢,
you can win them without a word.
你还是可以, 你不需要说话, 你就可以, 为主赢得他们。
But by your conduct.
不是靠, 说话, 而是靠你的行为。
Are you concerned that your husband is not a believer?
你的丈夫不信主, 你担心吗?
And by the way, if you are a genuine Christian, you will be concerned.
还有我要顺便提一下，如果你是一个真基督徒的话，那么如果你的丈夫不信主，你应该会
对他担心的。 Does the word of God say leave him?
而不是说随他去吧。
Which is what you would think.
或者是离开他。
That they don't share in the life that you have with God.
因为他们不能够跟你同享这个主里的生命。
Does it say leave him?
但是圣经有没有告诉我们说
no, what does it say?
离开他呢？那么圣经说什么呢？
Does he say preach at him?
圣经有没有告诉我们你就向他们说教，跟他们传道呢？
Does it say argue with him?
圣经有没有告诉你说你就跟他们争论呢？
Does it say put Bible verses on his pillow before he goes to sleep?
圣经有没有教导你们说那你就把圣经放在他的枕头下？
Does it say call the pastor to visit him when no one else is home?
圣经有没有说那你就让你的牧者没有人在家的时候让你的牧者去探访他。
When he's alone,
他一个人在家的时候。
With his guns?
而且他身边还有枪。
No, it doesn't say that.
圣经并没有这么说。
What does it say?
那么圣经说什么呢？
By your conduct.
用你的行为。
By your transformed life.
用你的被改变的生命。
By your submission.
用你的顺服。
By being filled with the Spirit of God.
用你被圣灵充满的。
Win him.
来为主赢得他。
Win him to Christ.
来为主把他赢过来。
First Corinthians says that the unbelieving husband is sanctified through his wife.
哥林多前书说一个不信主的丈夫是可以因为妻子而成圣。
What does that mean?
那么这是什么意思?
That the blessings of a spirit-filled wife will spill into the life of her husband.
一个被圣灵充满的妻子她的这个她的住她的福气会停住在她的丈夫的身上。
That's why you submit to him.
这就是为什么你必须顺服你的丈夫。
To win him to Christ.
是要为主赢得你的丈夫。
God saved you and placed you there as a blessing to your family.
神救了你，并且神把你放在你的家庭中，是因为他要让你成为你丈夫的祝福。
So you Christian wife, who's sometimes you feel alone.
所以你们这些做基督徒的妻子的，有的时候你可能会觉得
My husband doesn't know you, God.
你可能会觉得寂寞，我的丈夫不认识你。
My children don't know you, God.
我的儿女也不认识你。
But the spirit-filled wife.
但是一个被圣灵充满的妻子。
Be encouraged.
他会你们要不要灰心。
God will bless your family because of you.
因为神会因为你而祝福你的全家。
The rest of this text speaks to the same idea.
那么我们这个以弗所书这段经文其他的所谈的重点主题都是一样。
Children.
做儿女的。
Look at me. All of you.
看着我。
All of you.
所有的人做儿女的看着我。
There's a concept of honoring your parents.
圣经教导我们有这么一个观念，就是要孝敬父母。
Now as younger children,
不是只是
as younger children,
在当孩子的时候。
There's a strong call to obedience to your parents.
圣经强调你必须顺服听父母的话。
If you are a genuine Christian,
如果你是一个真正的基督徒。
And you are filled with the Spirit,
而且你被圣灵充满。
You will obey them.
你就会服从听从你的父母。
And yet all of us know,
但是我们都知道
that the Bible also says,
圣经也这么说
one day you will leave your parents and you will cleave and be united to your spouse one day.
圣经告诉我们有一天你会离开父母与妻子二人成合为一体。
Let us be clear.
我们需要搞清楚。
You are not under your parents anymore.
你在这个时候你不在你的父母的管辖。
But there is a continual idea throughout scripture.
但是圣经还在提醒我们。
How are you honoring your parents?
虽然有一天你终究不会在父母的管辖之下了，但是你一辈子都应该孝敬父母。
Especially for some of you who have elderly parents.
特别是那些父母已经年老的。
How are you honoring them with your life?
你要怎么样用你的生活来孝敬他们呢？
And especially if your parents don't know Christ.
特别是如果你的父母还不认识主的话。
Oh, what are you going to do?
你该怎么做呢？
You should be so worried about them.
你应该为他们担心。
What is your mission in life?
你的生命的你的生命的使命或任务是什么？
Win them.
就是为主
赢得。 Win them to Christ.
赢得他们。
That should be a high priority in your life.
那应该是你生命中的首要的职责。
How can us, even with our elderly parents, honor and bless them.
我们怎么样能够孝敬，还有让我们年长的父母得到福气呢？
And I'll confess, I'm still learning that today.
我必须坦白的说，即使是我现在在这方面还在学习。
But do you see God's heart for the family?
那么你现在是不是明白了神对家庭的心意呢？
And yet the biggest blessing to the family is a spirit-filled life.
对一个家庭来说，最大的祝福是有一个成员他是被圣灵充满的。
A life that yields control and influence fully to God.
一个被让圣灵全然来掌管的的基督徒。
Where in your life today?
在你的生命里今天。
Do you need to give up control and yield that control over to God and His way in your life?
在哪一方面你需要放弃自我？你需要全然的完完全全的。让神来掌管。
Let's pray.
让我们祷告。
Father,
亲爱的天父，
we thank you so much for the new life that those of us who have it, that we have it in Christ.
我们真是要感谢你，赐给我们做你儿女的新生命。
Oh Lord, we need your help.
主啊，我们需要你的帮助。
For many of the things that we do today, we've learned not from you, but we've learned it from the world.
我们在今天所行的很多事情，我们并不是从你那儿学习来的，而是跟着世界学来的。
And we don't want to look back with regret.
我们不愿意有一天我们回过头来看，我们心中后悔。
Would you help us, Lord, to let go of the control of our life, to let you be Lord over every aspect of our life.
求主就帮助我们，让我们在方方面面生命中都不再受世界的影响，而是完完全全的让你的灵来掌管。
Lord, would you help us to be a people filled with the Spirit?
求主帮助我们成为一个被圣灵充满的信徒。
We thank you and we pray this in Jesus' name.
我们感谢你，我们将祷告是奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.